That's why New York will never die, because it'll always be something old or something new that's just like the best in the world.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Word up. Welcome to episode 7 of the Urban Sports Insider Podcast. Here today with Mike Sayst, founder of Bridge Runners and the Bridge the Gap movement, and all the other running crews you see around New York and all around the world following suit. It's an honor and a pleasure to have him in the studio today. Thanks for listening. Mike Sayst, what up?
What up, Star?
What's going on?
I'm excited to be lucky number 7.
Yeah, I thought about that. I was like, number 7, that's serendipitous. I like that from Mike Sayst. So, you know, as I said, founder of Bridge Runners and the movement, really, but for people that don't know, who's Mike Sayst in a nutshell?
Mike Sayst is I've titled myself the struggling entrepreneur.
I like it.
But I'm also like a triple OG, just because I'm a true Yorker, so I've been here forever, so I've done a bunch of things. Kind of things that don't exist anymore, like selling fireworks on Canal Street,
right,
for a decade or so, or things like that. So
yeah,
kind of a old school kind of cat.
Yeah, and the entrepreneur thing is definitely dope and important to mention. Just so many people, including myself, just trying to start their own thing and maybe feel like they don't fit in the, you know, regular office or 9-to-5 structure necessarily, or just maybe want to start something, and you know, you've been doing it and grinding for a long time and always sort of found a way to, you know, eat off your own work, which is really dope. I mean, that takes a lot of work in this city. So have you ever had a 9-to-5?
A 9-to-5 a.m.
What was the last time you clocked in somewhere?
I've never clocked in.
That's
dope. I had a job before, though.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at Angelica, the health food market.
Where's that?
It used to be on 8th Street between 1st and 2nd.
Okay.
I was back in 1979, 78.
Ooh,
I used to scoop the beans.
Scoop the beans, like
scoop
the
beans in Angelica,
the
yeah.
Loose, like bulk
just
foods.
Just put them around, they want, yeah, the metal scooper, and
yeah,
put them in a pound bag.
That makes sense. I mean, you've been on the healthy eating tip for a long time. Your mom is a chef and probably has you eating pretty healthy for a while, right?
Or growing up. Rice cakes,
yeah.
Peanut butter and honey. And my mother, it's like she cooks for like Buddhist monks now.
Wow.
Like she was living up in Woodstock, so she got into that.
All the hippie vibes.
Preparing yak for the monks and
wow,
stuff like that.
Crazy.
So, but the family cooks, I cook as well. But I did that for like 2 days. And I worked on a movie set once. And it was like the Cone Dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was like in 87 maybe.
In terms of doing things your own way, one of the quotes that you said to me always, I never forgot, I had come from a talk by Jeff Staple at Soho House, and he just, you know, had me motivated, and I was like, Mike, you know, I saw this talk, Jeff Staple, and he was saying, you know, if you're not moving forward, you know, then you're moving backwards. And you looked at me for a second and you were like, yeah, but a guy like me might move sideways though.
Yeah.
So always beat of your own drum. So back to the running though, like every group has like its own vibe, its own position to play, whether it be holding down uptown Brooklyn, what, you know, holding it down for the girls. What's Bridge Runners' position and what's the vibe?
I feel like, and at least for a few years now, that like our job is to bridge runners. So we're kind of like, you know, even though we're the first crew and we're probably the illest because we decide to run 10 miles just because, you know, it's a nice breeze out.
Yeah.
Even though we do crazy stuff like that, we're still like, just show up. You know, you don't have to, you know, pick a color or, you know, a number between 1 and 100 or favorite song to get in the crew.
Yeah.
You could just show up and run with us. And I think what our main job is to connect, like, crews with crews or runners with crews, or like, okay, yeah, run with us on Wednesday, but run with them on Monday and run with them on Thursday, to, you know, and different. So kind of, you know, I don't look at us as a crew, as in a competitive sense. I look at us as more as like kind of the architects,
yeah,
creating the blueprint for other crews to come about, because it's kind of our, at least my vision was always, you know, hundreds, thousands of crews. I was always like, there's bridges everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just, what will the crews be like? What, they're not all going to be called bridge runners, like.
Yeah.
So, but I knew that the crew movement would have to exist beyond New York, even back in, you know, when I first started with Nike back in like 2005 or so, I was like, this is a lot bigger than Chinatown and Williamsburg, which is what we were doing.
Yeah, so. Dope. And it feels like, to me, and I'm sure to a lot of people, it feels like home-based. Bridge Runner feels like home-based. Like, no matter, you might move to another city, you might run with some other people, you know, scheduling things get in the way, whatever it is, but you, it just feels like you can always come back home and run with Bridge if you need to, or if you want to, or, you know.
Yeah, we have a really cool, like, open door.
Yeah.
Revolving door, you know, you don't show for 6 months. Thomas just ran with us for the first time in a while and did the 10 miler with us. He hasn't run in a few months. So,
what was the 10 miler about?
It was nice out. I want to run Queensbridge because we're running Williamsburg next week.
Yeah.
Shorty's got to do six. So,
yeah.
You know, and then it was the half this weekend.
So yeah.
I asked them if they wanted to run a half and they said no, but double digit Wednesdays are always nice.
Yeah.
And we had a couple of BTG people.
Dope.
Rotterdam Rebels, and a girl from Cyprus ran with us, and so I want to show them Queensbridge and Pulaski. Yeah. So, but that's the kind of thing, is like, we're always super, like, I wouldn't say unstructured, but we definitely go with the breeze, or where that's what we were in search of last night. And if it's raining, maybe we'll go this way because there's an underpass. And if somebody's from, you know, London that wants to run the Brooklyn Bridge, and so kind of open to suggestions,
just
up until the minute that we actually, like, you know,
take off,
hit the pavement,
or even during the run, probably.
Yeah, if we hear something or see something or smell something, we could change course. But I think that's what our crew is kind of all about, just kind of like, all right, you know, we'll figure it out, like,
yeah,
we'll end up somewhere, or we'll, like how we ended up in the Speed Project, that was kind of like unplanned, and
that was really cool. Really
prepared for,
you know. Yeah, I've heard you say too that, you know, you almost rather keep it underground, and not that Bridge Runners per se is underground, but it almost feels like, you know, it keeps a little bit of an underground vibe no matter how big it gets.
Well, been Rebels, you know, since 2003, so we're always going to playing in traffic and going against the status quo. I think the biking is really where it all stems from, because when we're biking, I'm rarely the leader. There's always somebody that's going to be like, yo, here's the empanada spot, or here's, you know, the taco spot in Queens, or whatever it is. Somebody that, you know, whoever has information, whoever the information becomes the leader. And I try to do the same thing with running. Running, we sort of have more of a destination, but biking too, like, all right, we're going to go to LB Spumoni's today, or, you know, we're going to go for tacos and Rockaway, something like that. So there is, or Jerk Chicken. So, like,
yeah,
there's a destination, and then it's about, okay, how are we getting there? What's the best way? And so there's, with Bridge Rollers, there's always a bunch of leaders, which is cool.
Well, I mean, I tell people all the time, you know, biking as well, but it's so interesting how much of the city I've seen on foot through running. And I mean, that sort of style of exploration and that attitude and mindset, you know, when I'm out for a run and say, you know what, I'm going to go this way, you know, comes from running with Bridge. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think that we kind of try to train people to be their own kind of explorers, and like, so they could start their own crews. We always try to, like, you know, nurture new crews and give them direction, but we always want, like, you know, people that, especially that aren't close to the city and can't make it every Wednesday, if they live in a certain hood where they need a crew, then, you know, the more the merrier.
Yeah, that's the way
I see it. You know what I mean? As long as, you know, whatever, there's never going to be another founder or founding crew or anything like that. So it's not like, you know, we have to worry about getting credit or anything. It's like it's already history.
Yeah. But
to me, it's about not just like being the first. It's about, you know, being in the front of, you know, set, you know, the trails, you know, trail, but just sort of, you know, making the roots, like what direction is the movement going? Because now it's not just, you know, cool kids running with frozen margaritas at midnight. You know, it's now it's, you know,
right. It's something that everybody knows about now. Before, it was really underground, where only what, you know, 5-10 guys even knew about this. But now that everybody knows,
or 5-10 girls,
right?
You know, that's always been my favorite thing about running. Yeah. Is always like the only dudes that are like faster than the super fast girls, or like the super super fast dudes. Mm-hmm. It's always like this kind of equal footing with the chicks that run with us. They're always like, when I know I'm running fast, when I'm, you know, flanked by two women on my left and the right, because they're always in the front.
Like, yeah.
So that's kind of, that's like my favorite thing of what it, you know, if I could say what one thing has running in general done or is to humanity in general, is just equal footing for guys and gals.
All right. So I wanted to do like a little bit of a, I've never done this before, but I wanted to do a little bit of a lightning round. Where I say words or phrases, and you say the first thing that comes to your head. It can be it can be a short thing, it can be a short answer, it can be one word, or whatever comes to your head. All right, ready?
Yes.
Better than me.
My kids.
I can do better.
We all can.
Absolutely. Best pizza in New York.
Still Patsy's. Original.
Patsy's original. Yeah. Best way to get faster.
Oh, yeah. Squad speed. There you go.
Squad speed. What's that? Yeah,
that's going to be our Thursdays with Roman, our Russian coach. He's going to be getting us faster.
Okay.
Squad speed.
Rolling.
Yeah, it's like my favorite thing. So we're going to start doing it Mondays. So, like, Munchy Mondays, Roman. Get the crew back together. But rolling is like, it's my favorite thing. You know why? It's just because, and I know this isn't lightning, but when you're biking, you could sprint and recover.
Yeah.
That's, you know, like,
yeah.
When you're running, you can't really, like,
yeah.
And then you eat, and then, you know, so it's that rolling is that's the best. Let me change it to a premium. Rolling premium.
Rolling premium and rolling. Manhattan.
My home.
Boston.
Wet.
How many times have you read it?
This year.
Was your first?
It was on the fuck it list, so I'm glad it's done. But I want to do better. I had the excuse of the weather, but I wanted to do better than I did. I want to get in the 330s, at least a 339. And I did like a 355 or 6 or something.
Are you going to do it again?
Possibly, but it's already scratched off the list. I mean, I'm definitely going to do a 330 marathon at some point. So that's for sure.
Word.
Or in the 330s. But will it be Boston? I don't know. But Boston was great. A great experience.
Yeah.
Challenge.
It was definitely wet, though.
It was definitely wet. Yeah, it was wet.
Fasting.
Awesome. Yeah. So, like, if I eat at 2 in the morning, I won't eat till 2 in the afternoon. And often I don't eat till like 5 or 6 because I'm just too busy in the evening. So, I take the 12 hour break in between meals. The Master Cleanse, I enjoy. I was like known as the Master Cleanse Master. I've gone like 28 days,
I remember,
times, and 13 days is regular. But my secret is the cayenne pepper pill and not drinking it. And then eventually I kind of did my own thing where I would get the power pumps from the juice bar in Houston for breakfast.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I was ever, like, out of fuel, I'd end up getting, like, a black and white milkshake at 3 in the morning because I didn't have any lemonade on me. So I kind of created this thing because something about, like...
I like this cleanse.
parasites and dairy don't mix. So a friend of mine did a goat milk cleanse.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, oh, if I have milkshakes, then the parasites might, you know, leave.
So, I don't know, man.
I did my own, you know, crazy. It's when my eyes start sinking in and I look like I need a steak, and that's when
Peter Luger's. Yeah, exactly. Marijuana.
Medicine.
Black roses.
In my garden.
Cedric Hernandez.
I mean, co-captain, partner, my, I guess the odd couple. Is he the Felix? He's Felix. I'm Oscar, he's Felix.
Okay. Good dude. BTG.
The future.
15 years.
Mighty long time. I don't know. Consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, consistency wins. I would say the trick to it, you know, for me, every Wednesday, it's pretty easy. I don't run too many other days of the week, you know, maybe three tops when I'm training or whatever. But I think the fact that we made it part of our lifestyle, and that's what other people did, is made running part of the lifestyle. Like,
yeah,
you know, run, instead of like, oh, you know, I'm going to run. It's kind of like lending yourself to run, like running gets to enjoy you and your crew. We kind of changed the face of running.
Yeah. So. Not something you want to get over with.
Right, exactly, yeah. You know, so it's just kind of 15 years of that, of like every Wednesday being a joy and a challenge, not a chore or something.
Yeah.
You know, I've maybe, out of 15 years, I've probably missed like, you know, a dozen Wednesdays.
Yeah. Before you started, would you, you know, had you ever even enjoyed running in any way
as a graffiti writer? Running was part of the thing that made it like that. Was the running was the cherry on top. You went into the yard or the layup, you did damage to the trains, and then you get chased at the end and you get away, and that just made the night better.
The adrenaline.
And so I think that's what running really is, at least for me personally. Like, people like will try to challenge me on something, or, you know, everybody wants to not challenge me personally, but like a task, like, you know, you can't do it, or like, what makes you think you could do that? And I'm like, motherfucker, I ran 100 miles. Like, I could do anything. Like, there's nothing.
When you guys did 100 miles in 24 hours, I mean, that was really where I think a lot of people were like, shit, you know, we can really mentally, right,
exactly.
Right? Like,
that has nothing even really to do with the muscles. You know, obviously, you know, you got to make sure. And, you know, we weren't racing, and we figured out you got to walk up hills 50 miles in, and made it a little easier. And we made it a food tour because it was good, but just the whole mental battle of, I mean, once you start, you can't give up anyways, right? Like,
right.
You're there. Like, when you were biking to DC and it was fucking freezing, and you're like, fuck, I've started already, you know, like. So once you commit, you commit. Me and my commitments now are like only to have fun. That's why in Boston, I was just like, wow, I really have to do this. Like, if there was a train station right there, I'd fucking jump on it, you know, when I did Boston. But I like to have fun. But I think it's the challenge. It's the, you know, the 100 mile, you know, every 9/11.
Yeah.
That's a challenge.
Well, everybody's idea of fun obviously is a little bit different, because some of the stuff that we're doing and you're doing that I'm doing, people probably wouldn't consider fun. But
if you reward that with like ice cream and pizza.
Exactly.
Like, you know, Chronic or, you know, a cold beer and, you know, somewhere in Bubblefuck, Valhalla Dam or some shit, you know, like that's the reward, you know. So it's good to challenge, you know, the body, obviously, and the mind, definitely. And then you reward it with, you know, fried shrimp on freaking Dykeman 207, you know. Just, I mean, that's what the whole thing for us is, right? It's like, we're going to bike 50 miles today, but during that 50 miles, we're going to have the best of something.
Right.
And that's what you're going to remember, more than the hills that you fucking have to fucking pound through. you know, you're gonna remember the fucking fried shrimp.
The fried shrimp, or the people you met, or the view. That you met,
That's a trick to the challenges, right? That's always been like why we run bridges, and not through the same park or what have you, and that's because you're gonna see things, and it's gonna take your mind off of your knee pains and your ankles and everything that's hurting because you're stimulated visually. So I think that's what the biking.
Yeah, I remember we biked to Lucali's once on a roll, and we ended up somewhere like in a yard where they have trailers for tractor trailers, and we were just like eating on like this big cinder block. Lucali's, some of the best pizza with beers, and that was before I really ever went down to Red Hook. But now every time I roll down through Red Hook and I pass that little parking lot, I'm like, I have Lucali's right there. You know what I mean? Right. It's a good memory. But
well, that's what's cool is like, oh, I know a spot, right? So like, now there's another one of those that's down there in Williamsburg where you make a left and all of a sudden you're in this fucking yard and you kind of hang out and smoke and chill and there's graffiti there, and it's like those little nooks and crannies are what makes New York real dope, and the exploration, you know what I mean, which is why like on a bike it's like, okay, you can make a wrong turn, you know, retreat. We're running too, we still like, I don't, you know, if there's a fence there maybe we'll climb it, but you know, I have no regrets of exploring dead end streets and having to retreat. Like, I don't, you know, I like, you know, my thing is always the road less traveled, you know, like when we do a run, especially a 10 miler, and we don't see any other runners, then that's like a good night. You know, like, oh, look, nobody else was out there where we were, because a lot of these routes now, you know, these bike lanes and, you know, I was doing all this stuff by myself 14 years ago. There was nobody else going up Kent or Flushing. You know, I used to run the middle. There was no bike lanes or anything. There wasn't anybody on the bridges except like boxers on the Manhattan Bridge maybe, and sometimes Jewish ladies, you know, speed walking with strollers across the Williamsburg Bridge, but there was no real runners, and biking the Williamsburg Bridge was, you know, that was a risk. You can get robbed back in the days doing that. So it's like, to see it all happen now with the, you know, it's good. I just feel like they've been following my roots, kind of figuring it out.
But it's cool to find all
the
routes
that aren't, that nobody else goes on, is still like the challenge and still like the fun part.
Who's the coolest person you've got to run with through this bridge runner experience that wasn't an athlete?
Well, you know, it was cool to like run with like, you know, peers and like old friends, especially like graffiti writers. So like Kel and Mare, like, you know, Kel, you know, old graffiti dude I used to look up to, and I still look up to him, but like kind of like was a big fan, you know. He was like Michael Jackson but like tough, so he was like, who would he be, like Rick James or somebody, I don't know, but he was a rock star. And so him and Mare and people like that to run with me, and then like even like younger guys like you know, Stess and Brisk and those guys that were running with us, that the younger generation of graffiti writers. So it's just kind of cool, like the people, it's always cool when people that you don't expect to run like kind of run with you. You know, Dawi was a cool runner that ran with me, you know, who's like a real runner, and that's always fun. And then Destroy is, he's like my favorite. He ran with us the other day. He was at the first bridge run, and he also bikes with us, and he's just always got mad jokes. So he's just always fun to be around with. But it's kind of like, wow, you're out here with us, you're doing it, you know, like this is because we do real shit. It's
not
like, it's not like we're like, oh, we're runners and like go out and run fucking 3 miles. It's like, no, our fucking short is 6 miles now. So it's not like we're like, we're touring with running. We're actually like,
kind treating
it pretty seriously, especially on a Wednesday night, 10 miles. Or could have done, like I said, we could have done a half. I don't care. I'll keep going. But, so it's not like we're like, you know, poser skaters or like poser bikers, you know, on fixies or something. We're like actual real flicking runners.
So for you, just to see, you know, old school heads, people that you look up to, or even your friends who you wouldn't expect to be out there running, seeing those people running is probably like the most gratifying.
Right? Yeah, and then it was the people like Jess Zappo, who I would see like, you know, for a year or two, that would always be like, I'm going to run with you one day. I'm going to run with you. And then when they finally make it, that's always like, oh, look. You. So, like, there's a bunch of people like that like, talk about it, and then you finally actually see them do it. That's kind of
dope.
That's dope, too.
Yeah. What advice would you give to a new New Yorker, someone who just showed up here, and is just like...
Well, I would say definitely join a run crew. You know, just... Or as many as possible, getting where you fit in, but it's the best way to learn the city, where to eat, where to drink, you know what I mean? It's basically a fast-paced
tour. What would you tell them not to do?
What would I tell them not to do? Oh, man. I hate freaking a lot of these new New Yorkers. I don't know. How do they piss me off the most? I can't know. It's like I'm having all these subway thoughts. I don't know.
Right.
I guess I would tell them not to call the cops.
Call the cops
people
less.
People barbecuing or something. Yeah, call the cops less. Or whatever. I don't know.
It's not an emergency.
I like the new New Yorkers to be humble.
There you go.
You know, I like them, you know, and to learn.
To learn. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's about anywhere and everywhere you go. And you should always, like, kind of pass that knowledge on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The best pizza kind of stuff, or, you know, that just kind of information. Yeah.
So what advice do you give to a new runner?
Again, also get in where you fit in, you know, like, there's a bunch of different crews out there. Run crews aren't for everybody. There's run clubs.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a better fit, a little more structured. Some people need that. But I would definitely say never run alone.
Yeah.
You know, get the support of a team, of a squad, and you'll go much further.
Yeah.
You know, and always explore, because that's what keeps it exciting. That's how you learn, you know.
Yeah, dope. A lot of people that run in our sort of family of groups and crews that, you know, you and I and our circle of friends and people around run with, I feel like some people have the idea that they were the first crews in the city, or that it didn't really exist. And I know it was different. And I'm actually starting to do some research now, but I know there were groups in the city before, obviously, like the Harriers and Central Park Track Club and things like that, but even like the Hash House Harriers and things. What are some other groups that you are aware of before Bridge Runners?
Well, I know that, like, Hashers have been around since, like, the 1800s, like beer runs and shit like that. Like, that, mm-hmm. all that stuff is old school. So I always try to say, like, we're not, you know, the first crew to run at night and drink beer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and get drunk and run at night, even though that's kind of how we started.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're the first people that were all about kind of exploring. I don't know.
That you were aware of.
There was no running. I know there was no running crews. Yeah. I know we're the first running crew.
Okay.
I just know that because I've run the bridges, you know, all the time, and I just never saw them. If I would have seen them,
but
I used to see other bridge runners, right? So like, I bump into like people I know that be running across the bridge, Mikey Meatballs and Johnny Lennon and a couple of other guys I would see running by themselves and kind of recruit them to run with the crew.
Oh, right.
So I'm not the first person to run across a bridge either. But I think for us, you know, like meeting at midnight, you know, or late in the evening, and kind of, or even when we were doing track workouts in 2004, Saturdays, mm-hmm. on the FDR Park,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe even 2003, we were doing that stuff. Nobody else was doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and there's, you know, the Pioneer Run Club, which I have a lot of respect for.
Yeah, so there were run clubs, but that's kind of different.
Yeah, totally different.
What's the distinction there?
I think, you know, clubs are more serious. And crews are just kind of like, we do serious things, but we don't take it too serious. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not It's not about, you know, heart monitors and, you know, it's not, we just don't take it too serious. I think it's more about, you know, the pizza afterwards than the pace during or something. And look, I don't want to take anything away from the, you know, the fast runners, you know, and maybe we run too slow for some people and maybe we stop too much and take too many pictures and people don't like to run with us for those reasons. I don't know, but you're going to, if you run on a Wednesday, you're going to do a 7 minute pace at some point during the run because somebody that likes to run at seven is going to be in the front of the pack. So, which I don't think that we lack anything.
No.
We kind of have something for everybody.
Right.
Maybe the stopping is too much. They say we're a photography club that likes to run. But
that's a cool thing, though. Like you said, I mean, your vision was always to have crews spawn and have crews everywhere around the world. So, I mean, you know, if you want something different, you can go here on a Monday, here on a Tuesday, right. Bridge Runners on Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, OSR doesn't stop. They go, right. They've got speed and different paces, so that's, like, great for training for stuff. You know what I mean? And, like, you know, if you run with QRC, you know, you're going to get drunk that night. So, there's that, you know, there's, those are facts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Uptown, you know you're going to get some hills.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like there's something
for
or Suicide Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, so there's you know what you're going to – well, Bridge Runners is expect the unexpected. That's, I guess that's the difference between us now and all the other run crews.
Yeah.
It's like they're going to – they have different things planned. So we don't even know what we're doing. And that's what I mean, that's what's cool about us.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I mean? And it's like we want to support every run crew out there, even run clubs. You know, we don't hate on them necessarily. I think they hate on us more than we hate on them, but – it's cool. They could do them, but we try to add more color to the running world, and more style and more flair. And we don't think running should be about, you know, saving $3,000 to or raising $3,000 to run a marathon in your own city. And it shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't be about a money thing or a volunteer thing. If you want to run, and it should be like $50, you know, get to enjoy what should be actually free. You know what I mean? Running is the natural first thing we do is babies and kids, and shouldn't cost that much fucking money to enjoy the bridges. So that's where we're at. Like, and back to the entrepreneur thing, like every time I put thought to ideas, I always try to focus on like non-saturated markets, you know? And yes, there's a lot of runs out there that you could do in 5Ks and 10Ks and all this shit, but there's nothing really for us. You know what I mean? Like, for our kind of runner, we deserve our own shit. We shouldn't have to get up at 6, 7 a.m. and then, you know, wait to run at 9 a.m., you know, and this, and, you know, all these things that aren't conducive to our lifestyle. So that's what we want to change. That's what BTG is about, kind of changing, you know, what's, you know,
the structure of,
yeah, just to fit our lifestyle better.
Yeah,
you know, and there's nothing against running in the morning. You know, I've done it a couple of times. It's not bad. You know, but if people want to run after work and have a drink afterwards, then that should be there for them. So that's what we're trying to, you know, give people something that, you know, it's not, you know, make it easier for them to be healthy and make running part of their lifestyle. So that's what we're hoping to provide. I don't want to be part of what's out there now. I'm just trying to create our own shit.
Dope. You know what I mean? What are you listening to right now, music-wise? I know you don't listen to a lot of music when you run.
Yeah, I don't listen to that much music.
What was the last thing you jammed out to?
I mean, you know, I still go to clubs, so I hear, you know, I hear good music. But it's funny because, like, you know, in the taxis, I always used to be like, oh, 104.3, you know, it's classic rock. And I'm like, even over that shit now. It's just, I'm let it out by this point. So, like, you know, I'm a political junkie, so I'm always listening to politics.
Yeah, yeah, I was going
to. Music jammed out the 2 days ago, you know, and Sam Sever was at my spot. So, you know, I was listening to Mantronics and Wild Style soundtrack, and some really good classic freestyle music, you know. Dope. I go on YouTube and sometimes some good songs will pop up, you know. C-Bank, One More Shot, I played, and Kraftwerk yesterday, Trans-Europe Express before the run, set it off. I'm an old school fool.
As the architect, as the godfather, you know, beginning of all these run crews that we're all a part of, and, you know, call home, and we all appreciate having, yeah, just take a minute. I just want, you know, just grab the mic and just to all your kids out there, just take a minute and just what do you want them to know? I mean, you know, in terms of the future of Bridge and BTG, what do you want them to know about crews? What do you want them to know about the movement? Just talk.
You know, I started running because it was, you know, Chelsea Piers got expensive, I guess, and I liked sneakers and I wanted to run in them, and thought it was a good way to stay healthy and see the city. But it wouldn't be a movement without the Charlie Darks and the Edsons and the Jays and all the other crews that come to New York or came to New York to run with us. And now it's this lifestyle that, you know, people, you know, besides people getting married and stuff like that, but it's also like people travel the world to be with other run crews. And that's, you know, that's how people make their decisions now. Like, oh, I'm going here because I know this. And, you know, so that's kind of like, it's amazing. Like, I never thought that. I never thought it could be like, yeah, okay, there's runners, there's fast runners, there's cool runners, there's runners that DJ and party and smoke and do all this stuff. Yeah, all right. But the fact that, like, people's lives, their calendars are like, okay, I'm going to go to Copenhagen, and although there's a crew here, like, I'm going to go to Indonesia, and I'm going to hook up with these people. Like, that's kind of amazing, and I think that's what that people should get out of it. Like, Half Kicks will travel and know that, like, yeah, you could be in a local crew, but we're a global community, and, like, you'll always be able to find another run crew somewhere, somewhere on the planet. We're all planet, and I just think that that's dope. I think that's how people should really see it, as like an opportunity to, like, because I look at BTG as like the illest network of creatives on the planet. You know, like, I am who I am, and like, the, you know, I got 1,000 nicknames and one of the, you know, mayor of New York kind of thing. But me in New York doesn't compare to Charlie Dark in London or Edson in Amsterdam. Like, those dudes are all like, I'm a mayor, those dudes are like kings. So, like, just the fact that we're all connected through running, you know, that's how, why I'm friends with them. Those dudes are my brothers and sisters and all of that. But that's the dopest thing, that the shoelace that connects these, you know, artists and creatives around the planet. And I think, like, what's really cool about it is, like, yeah, you know, not too many people were at that first Bridge run that still run with us, you know, but you, like, every year when somebody's like, oh, this is my 1 year anniversary of, you know, of Bridge, like, it's like we're always making history. So it's like all the first timers in the front, you know, you look at that picture and now you're part of the new BTG history. That was your first time running with us. First time you get on a plane and run with these, like, so it's like, yeah, it's all, it doesn't matter that we started 15 years ago. What's the next 15 years? I look forward every week to, you know, changing somebody else's life for the better. You know, that's what keeps me going.
Dope. Okay, man, I appreciate having you in, man. Wish we had more time, but I appreciate it. Thanks for coming down to Brooklyn, coming out to Brooklyn. And, yeah, I'll see you on the road soon.
So thanks again to Mike Sace for joining us and for providing a legacy through Bridge Runners, which still embodies the spirit of bringing people together, which is what sports is all about. I definitely encourage you to try Bridge Runners on a Wednesday or any of the other crews that we talk about on the show. They can all be found in the Sportimity app, and you can find this podcast on iTunes and wherever you get your podcast. Thanks to Sportimity for sponsoring.